Time now for your letters. We begin with a few corrections. Many emails came in about last Sunday's program. In our discussion of President George W. Bush's visit to South and Central America, we incorrectly identified the rebel opposition to the Salvadoran government during the Civil War there. The Salvadoran rebels were members of the Farabundo Martí Nacional Liberation Front, the FMLN. Also from last week, we quoted from the following poem. The fog comes on little cat feet. It sits looking over harbor and city on silent haunches and then moves on. We were in a fog. It was written by Carl Sandburg, as many of you pointed out, not E.E. Cummings. And several of you wrote to say that you enjoyed our tribute to the late Pat Weaver, who created The Tonight Show and The Today Show on NBC. But Roger Easton of Scottsville, New York, said we left out one important detail. He writes, Pat Weaver was the driving force behind Monitor, the NBC weekend radio service that arguably served as a model for much of the NPR programming schedule. For nearly 20 years, Monitor united the nation with a common feed of uncommon news and entertainment. Pat Weaver himself described Monitor as kaleidoscopic phantasmagoria, words that could also be applied to All Things Considered. Rusty Davenport of San Francisco wrote to thank us for our story on the housing development called Holland Hills, just south of Washington, D.C. The success of removing property fences and designing homes for family changes, Davenport writes, is more than progressive. It's also conservationist, community-oriented, economical, futurist, and highly rational. And finally, listener John Carroll wrote to us about my conversation with Barbara Damrosch, a farmer in Cape Rozier, Maine, who expounded on the joys of mud in the springtime. Mr. Carroll says, Jackie Leiden was surprised to hear praise of mud. Doesn't she know of Flanders and Swan? This duo composed a happy ode to mud, which deserves to be aired again. Well, we think you're right.
Mud, mud, glorious mud. Nothing quite like it for cooling the blood. So follow me, follow, down to the hollow, and there let us wallow in glorious mud.
Comments, criticisms, mud in your eye? Email us your letters to watc@npr.org. Be sure to tell us where you're from and how to pronounce your name.